show about how to reduce your debt. And we had a lady who called in. She was very frustrated about her debt. And she spoke to Pam off air, and she's a small business owner who can't get people to pay her what they owe. She said using debt collectors was cost prohibitive. What can a small business do to get people to pay their debts? That was her question. So tonight we're going to try and get an answer. Brett McFall is an Australian businessman who takes a no-nonsense approach to running a business. He believes it's all in the marketing. Well, nearly all. He even lectures in the United States on what makes a successful small business. Apparently, in one state, they call him the ad wonder from down under. Good evening, Brett.
G'day there, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
I'd say with that sort of promotion, I wouldn't mind hiring that person myself.
That was my producer, Pam O'Brien. Hopefully she's not looking for a job. First of all, can we talk about our caller's problem, Brett? How can a small business get people to pay their bills?
I found it to be very, very simple because there's a lot of expensive methods to do it. I've basically got five tips for you that I've used with my clients, and it all revolves around just writing a very, very simple letter. Because here's what you can do. The first thing you want to do is actually you want to write a letter to your client. When you get to a stage where they're not paying you or there's no communication, here's what you do. It's a four-step sequence. You write a letter, and in the letter, the first tip you want to have is this. You want the letter to be firm but polite. And the thing is, you don't want to presume innocence on your payers or your non-payers part because it's a very emotional issue. They could be going through very tough times, or they might just be holding out on you because they want to pay other people first. But you always want to assume that they're innocent and make that sound like that in their letter as well. So that's the first tip, remain polite but firm. Second tip is this, always include a self-addressed envelope. See, you want to make it as simple as possible. You want to ask them for the payment, sure, but also you want to make it as easy to respond. So there's no excuse, you know, I couldn't get down to the post office or I didn't have a stamp on me. A self-addressed stamped envelope in your actual envelope that you send them. Simple little tips like this, Alex, make response, you know, you get response very, very quickly, and it's just so simple.
Does that make people feel guilty?
Well, here's the deal. If they're not paying you, there's going to be a part of guilt there no matter what. What you're going to do is handle this very, very politely in a way which respects them. They know they haven't paid you. They know they owe you money. So the guilt's there. You're going to handle it in a way which makes them feel more comfortable. That's the difference. The third thing you want to do is always stay clearly. This is a little simple technique which is an old technique because it was used by councils to actually and companies which needed electricity payment paid. And they do this. On the top of the letter, you simply write first notice. On the second letter, second notice. And just this little technique, if you do four letter notice, third notice, fourth notice, these simple little strategies let the person know they're on notice, that you know where they're at, you're keeping on check of them. And they know what this sort of letter means. And you want to send them 1 week apart.
1 week.
1 week apart, every 7 days. And that's the fourth tip. The fifth tip is where it fits in. You want to have a turnkey system in place that is ready to go. So that whenever you know we've got a non-payer here, okay, we fit them into our four-letter system. It's a turnkey system. The letter's already written. And these are the sort of methods you would use. Just simple, plug it in. And that sort of technique has made my business, I've got no non-payers in my business. And with all my clients who've had troubles, they simply plug this in, and they've found that in 70% of cases, the problem goes away.
Well, it is well known that many small businesses go bust. Why is that?
I think ultimately their costs are way too high for a start, so they're always living on the edge. And so when someone doesn't pay them, you know, it goes past 30 days, and into 60 days, they're in real trouble because there's not enough money to come in the door to cover all the costs. They take all the responsibility, and meanwhile your client is not taking responsibility, and you're the one that suffers. And what I teach a lot of my guys to do is this, you know, there's no reason why you can't change the rules. There's no reason why you can't ask for 50% of the payment up front and 50% on completion as a part of your policy. But here's why. Why would you not actually implement that right now? Because you're the one taking the risk. It's your small business. It's probably your house, which is mortgaged, trying to keep the business going. You know, how much risk are you prepared to take in order to get your business just running? And so I always say, let's try and share some of the responsibility right at the beginning. Be nice and clear. This is how we do the terms. And if you don't want to do business with us, fair enough, but we're going to give you all these benefits. This is how these little things we give you. But we do ask you for just one little thing. Half payment up front. That way, if they don't pay at all, at least you get 50% out of them. And that's better than nothing.
Well, your area of expertise, Brett, is the marketing. Why do so many people get that aspect of it wrong?
I think they're afraid to market. I think that a lot of business owners want to turn to people like advertising agencies and marketing consultants and hand over their whole business to them and say, you get new customers, because you guys are the creative guys. Well, I'll tell you something. Advertising agencies get judged in one area only, for creativity, not for getting sales. All these award ceremonies these guys have, it's all about creativity.
And ego.
Yeah, ego. And I've worked for the agencies. I've been there, I've done that, and I hated every moment of it. That's why I had to get out, because they weren't focused on results. And so when you go and hand over your money to these guys are frustrated novelists and frustrated artists, right? And so they can't make a living. And this, again, I'm being general, but, you know, it's actually generally true. They can't make a living doing what they really want to do, so they go to an advertising agency. And a lot of the copywriters, they call it prostitution of the pen. They don't like the fact they're having to sell things with what they're writing. But it pays the bills, okay?
So what makes a good ad?
A good ad is just sales. And this is what I teach people. I mean, a lot of people get sucked in by sales reps in newspapers, and they come in and they say, well, you know what? You're going to have to run your ad for, say, 22 weeks just to make sure your name is out there, all right? And then perhaps your response will come in. I say the exact opposite. If your ad is not getting response, getting phone calls, or getting sales at first appearance, pull the ad and try something else. And that's what I teach my guys to do. So that's the secret. Write an ad which is not just an image ad, which is just sitting there looking nice. Write an ad which actually has some sort of offer. Alex, I have business owners coming to me and they say, you know what, Brett, I'm not getting any response from my ad. And I look at their ad and I say, there's nothing to respond to. It's just your logo, a lovely picture, and a phone number, perhaps a couple of details about who you are. There's no offer. There's nothing in there to make you call up. And so I change their whole point of view and get them giving. So instead of a me-centered ad, it's in the ad all about the business, to a you-centered ad all about the customer.
You say the ad should include some sort of offer. What sort of offer?
Okay. And it's very hard to generalize because we don't know which business we're talking about. But here's my answer. You want to create something which gets the phone ringing. And often the simplest thing is like this. A free report about something that your business solves. I was talking to a wedding gown designer this morning in a coaching session. He said, how can I get my phone to ring? I said, how about you create a free report which tells brides how to remain calm on their wedding day and to make sure everything goes as smooth as silk. Okay? A free report just explains those sort of tips. And that's the only thing you want to get them to do. Call for the free report only. The good thing for the wedding gown designer is she knows all the tips. She works with brides all the time. She can give them five easy tips about how to stay calm. You know, for example, plan ahead and make sure make sure that everything's planned, you know, 1 week, 1 month ahead. Make sure you've got the right people around you. Make sure you get the right advice. Simple little tips that she has in her brain that she just talks, you know, off the cuff all the time about. Put them down on paper. Write a special report about it, maybe 2 or 3 pages long.
Brett, yep. I'm going to give you a hypothetical.
Yeah.
On the spot. I've got a new cafe just open, not many customers coming through the door.
Yes.
How can I increase my business?
Okay. If you run a good cafe, is it a good cafe, Alex?
It is excellent.
Okay. Well, then your only problem is getting bums on seats. So why not, for a price of a cup of coffee, get those guys in there with a free coffee. Get as many free coffee vouchers out there as possible. All right? Maybe even up it. Free coffee and a piece of cake. Yours absolutely free. It's a gift from Alex's Cafe. Now, why do that? It's going to cost you maybe 50 cents in coffee. You're getting a person coming into your cafe, which you said was good. They're going to experience it. They're going to taste it, feel the whole atmosphere. They want to tell other people for one, but they want to come back. So instead of paying for advertising in a newspaper, which won't work if you just write a basic ad, pay your advertising in coffee. That's where your advertising budget should go, on coffee, on the 50 cents worth of coffee to get those guys in there. And that's an experience in your cafe. How does that sound?
That sounds sounds like an excellent idea.
And it's so simple. Like, that is not creative. You go to an advertising agency, and they want you to do a brochure, and they want to design your logo. They want to redesign your logo. That's the first thing they want to do. And they want to sign you up, you know, for a program, a 12-week program. Forget it. Spend your money on what matters to your customer. And often it's a product or a sample of your service.
Yeah, that example you just gave me, Dan, it's a bit like a local cinema owner who reduced the price of all the seats in the cinema and is now running one of our major complexes here in Brisbane. The ticket prices are about $4 cheaper than all the big chains, the major chains that are in it.
And that's how he's surviving, I would imagine. Mm. Yeah, against the big guys, that's sometimes what you have to do.
Do you need to have some form of marketing background to do this properly, Brett?
I always advocate to people that you must at least dedicate time to learning. And I forgot to tell you, I failed English at school. I failed my HSC English exam. I couldn't get into college or university. And so I wasn't studying from a great position. But I had enough interest in advertising and marketing. In fact, I wanted to be a psychologist. And so I thought that marketing actually had an interest for me as well because I could learn about customers. And so I had no advantage, no startup, but I wanted to learn. And I always ask, you know, how much do you want to learn? How much do you really want it? And if you want that, the design's there, there's nothing stopping you. Because you can, like, apply simple little techniques, like just the technique we just shared there, and get some response back. And that means you know more than the actual sales rep from the local the newspaper. You know more than the local agency, because you've run a special promotion. It's cost you virtually nothing, but it worked. You've got people on seats. And that's where I think you can just build on small little successes like that without having to go to uni, college, or anything like that. But at least try and learn. Buy books. You know, buy books from the bookstores. Get on the internet. The internet is such a huge source of information, free information.
Brett, how did you get to be telling the Americans how to market? It's a little bit like taking calls in Utah.
I know. It's very, very funny. I just happened to worked very, very hard at what I did. I was getting results. Like, for instance, I had a lawn mowing guy come to me who had a Yellow Pages ad, and he ran that for the whole year and got 7 clients. He said, but I'm going broke. I can't survive. So I rewrote the ad for him. All I did was change the headline on the ad. And within the first 7 weeks, he had 17 clients.
What did you change it from?
I changed it from his logo. Right? Just said he had his logo at the top of the ad. That's what everybody thinks they should do because everyone else does it. Don't do it. That's exactly what you shouldn't be doing. You've got to put a headline there, which gives your customer something. But I changed to this. Your first lawn mowed free. His phone rang off the hook. He had to sell 40% of the business just to keep up the demand.
Wow.
Because, well, here's the deal. It's just like the cafe example. Now, my advice isn't always to give away things free, but just to have this example, is that what we did do?
And it was.
Yeah, because all these people, all these lawn mowers trying to get you to pay them $40 to come and mow their lawn, here's one guy, he looks in the other page, he's saying, let me come and mow your lawn for free. But here's what else he did. When he mowed the lawn for free, he bought a little snack for you and a thermos full of coffee, so you can have coffee and a little snack on him while he mowed your lawn.
Oh, that's lovely.
And he also put you a scratch lottery where you could have a chance to win $25,000 every single time he mows your lawn.
Good grief.
Now, how much free advertising is that guy going to get just from word of mouth?
Yeah, I was just about to say the word of mouth.
Yeah. So I was getting results like that through just simple little techniques, and it started to spread through the internet in particular. You know, I started my own newsletter on the internet, and I make it free. Again, I make it free so people can get the information all for free, and they can learn, and they can, you know, test and measure all this stuff. And it started to spread to America, and I started to get a lot of interest. And 2 months I was able to go there in January to Nashville and start America with what I was doing here.
Brett, you're giving a seminar on Saturday in Brisbane at the Holiday Inn about this. What about people who aren't able to get there? Where can they find out more tips for their business?
Okay, here's the best spot. Go to my website at brettmcfall.com. That's BrettMcFall.com, BrettMcFall.com. And when you go there, I have like hundreds of dollars worth of free reports there for you. I call them free gifts. And you just click on each one. There's about 11 or 12 of these gifts on there, I call them. And I take another subject, and it's all based for small business. It's all made dead simple. And that's going to cost you nothing. So go there at least.
Brett, thanks very much for being my guest tonight.
Oh, listen, I've got something else for you as well.
Oh, you've got something else for you.
I've got something else for those guys who actually have the debt collection problems. I've actually this afternoon quickly set up a website for those guys. They can actually see my four letters that I use, and they can actually use them and model them.
Excellent.
Yeah, I've written the form out so they can actually go and copy and paste and use it for themselves.
Well done, Bridge. Thank you.
Would you like the website for that?
Please.
It is this, www.theadcamp.com. That's theadcamp, theadcamp.com. theadcamp.com/abc.htm. So it's theadcamp.com/abc.htm.
And we've got that address here. If you didn't have a chance to write it down, you didn't have pen and paper handy, you can give us a call and we'll give you that website address. Brett, thanks very much.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I hope your listeners get a lot of use out of that and hopefully make some sales and then turn it into a business.
I hope so too. Thanks very much, Brett.